here's a story from The World.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
It is the first full day of summer, but that's not why you're hearing Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. We're focusing today on Van Dyke Parks, one of the band's closest collaborators on that track and many others. In the 60s and 70s, Parks was a standout innovator in the L.A. music scene as a producer, arranger, and songwriter. From a young age, he was also deeply interested in music from other parts of the world and its impact on American music. That curiosity is still very much alive with Van Dyke Parks, whose latest collaboration is with Mexican musician Veronica Valerio.
Desorden de las estrellas, hoy que salí a mirar, buscándome estoy en ellas, no me he podido encontrar.
From Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, singer-songwriter and harpist Veronica Valerio is with me. Great to meet you, Veronica.
Hello, Marco.
And in Los Angeles, musician and producer Van Dyke Parks. Hello to you.
Thank you, Marco.
So, Veronica, what did you think when this legendary American producer you'd never met wanted to work with you?
I told Van Dyke, my knees are shaking. Is it you? Is it you? And he's like, come on, come on. I was very, very excited.
You knew about Van Dyke Parks and his career and what he's done.
Absolutely. I'm just remembering the moment when he called me back, because I sent him a message. And after he wrote me back, next thing he did was calling me on the phone. That's what I was like, what? Is this you? For real?
Van Dyke Parks, how did you first come across Veronica's music?
Veronica asked me if I was able to help her get a record. And I admitted immediately that at the age of 78, I'm totally passé. And that I was just useless. But I thought, on the other hand, what is it that you do? And I asked her then to send me some music. And no kidding, it floored me. It floored me because it brought back something very familiar to me, in spite of the fact that I'm totally Anglo in my origins and my gravitation. But the thing is, it was the harp that got me. And Veronica plays harp and is part of a tradition that is in her family, of her grandfather, etc., with this, with the affection for the harp. And so Veronica's music, the language, the irregularity of the meter, it was the greatest opportunity I've had folklorically in music in my life. I'm very fascinated by it.
Those are impressive words.
Del cerro hacia los bajíos se juntaron las corrientes. Entre lluvias y crecientes, entre montañas y llanos.
Veronica, when did you start playing the harp in this style of music, son jarocho? I mean, it's very traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, I was 13 when I met my biological dad, who happens to be a harp player. I knew about music because I was surrounded by singer-songwriters, but I had a cultural shock when I met my dad, and the only thing that could us get through any kind of conversation, which happens to be music, no words conversation, we never got into that. But on music, we did.
So the other thing that's kind of fascinating about this project, Veronica, you and Van Dyke Parks have actually never met in person. The pandemic interrupted the in-person collaboration. It doesn't seem to have affected the captivating quality of this music, though. But what has that process been like for you?
I've been, this is a word in Spanish, pedaleando myself, like biking alone, you know? And for a few times, there is people who resonate with me, and all of a sudden, I have to go because I moved to a different city, or I had changed the country. I mean, I had to move from the country or whatever. But with Van Dyke, I never felt like, he's here and he's going to leave, or I am going to leave. It gave me some kind of freedom. It's, I don't know, it's his personality. It's such a, like, ¿cómo se dice? Honest, authentic, that it never got me to feel, oh, he's leaving, I am leaving, or nothing. It was just a smooth calm. It's like, is this somebody that I'm supposed to know? He's just a gentleman.
So Van Dyke Parks, situate this project and Veronica's voice against the backdrop of, like, all your other work, from the Beach Boys' Smile, your own American songscapes, pairing American idioms with sounds from other parts of the world, like Latin or West Indian music. In your mental musical map that has been your long career, where does this album Only in America fit in?
Well, you'll notice the album title is Only in America. And that is sin fronteras. It's without these borders, these impositions. This is an invitation to multiculturalism. I don't speak Spanish, but I speak music. And that's why I responded to Veronica. And always, whether it was the Beach Boys, the Steel Bands, Arlo Guthrie, Everly Brothers, whatever it was, every aspect of this record took me somewhere out of the box. This was a poetic force of Veracruz. And I was all of a sudden very fortunate to have crossed the aisle.
Yo nací con la luna de plata. Y nací con alma de pirata. He nacido rumbera y jarocha, trovadora de veras. Y me fui.
Veronica, for you as a Mexican singer, why was it important to be part of a project called Only in America? I mean, what does the U.S. mean to you?
It means family. To me, this album reunites like all the differences, but come in a togetherness, if it is that possible.
Mm.
Like all those differentiation, but with no bridges or borders or anything. It's just one. Big, but one.
Veracruz, son tus noches, diluvio de estrellas, palmera y mujer.
When will you actually meet each other? Like, will it be the first live show?
I don't know. I've been wondering if to bring this bottle of mezcal to Van Dyke's door before my visa expires. I don't know. We're doing our part. The rest is up to the universe.
Well, I'm counting on the universe to do the right thing. Veronica Valerio and Van Dyke Parks. The album is Van Dyke Parks Orchestrates Veronica Valerio Only in America. Thank you both for speaking with us.
You're most kind.
Thank you.
Va volando sin escalas. Un pájaro en el ciprés. Un pájaro en el ciprés.
Va volando sin escalas.
Y todos piensan que es un arco iris con alas. Va volando sin escalas.
Un pájaro en el ciprés.